The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Okay, so what are you going to do next time you get upset? I ask my son. I'm going to use my words. And what else can you do? I can breathe. Should you hit your brother or sister even if they make you really mad? No. And I believe him. I believe he believes he's telling me the truth. I believes he has and will use alternatives to these other strategies. But 20 minutes later, we're right back here having this same dialogue. A dialogue during which, I might add, I once again believe my son is telling me the truth. At least he thinks he is. It's frustrating because he knows better. But look at me. Look at everyone. Knowing better isn't always enough to keep from making certain mistakes. The just one more cookie mistake. The I'll wake up early and take care of this mistake. The no need to write it down mistake. Knowing better isn't always enough of a safeguard. It's possible my son is simply telling me what I want to hear. I don't like that option, but it's possible. And it surely describes the way people sometimes operate. I did as much as a teenager, not wanting to disappoint my mother. I suppose the things we know we ought to do don't always take priority over the things we wish or even need to do. Today's poem is Obedience, or The Lying Tale by Jennifer Chang. Its subject is this very tension between wanting to live up to someone's wishes and wanting to do things your own way. Satisfyingly, it has me believing a little bit of everything about the daughter's intentions toward her mother and about the mother's expectations of her child. Obedience, or The Lying Tale by Jennifer Chang. I will do everything you tell me, mother. I will charm 3 gold hairs from the demon's head. I will choke the mouse that gnaws an apple tree's roots and keep its skin for a glove. To the wolf, I will be pretty and kind and curtsy his crossing of my path. The forest, vocal even in its somber tread, rages. A slope ends in a pit of foxes drunk on rotten brambles of berries, and the raccoons ransack a rabbit's unmasked hole. What do they find but a winter's heap of droppings? A stolen nest, the cracked shell of another creature's child. I imagine this is the rabbit way, and I will not stray, mother, into the forest's thick, where the trees meet the dark, though I have known misgivings of light as a hot hand that flickers against my neck. The path ends at a river I must cross. I will wait for the ferryman to motion me through. Into the waves he etches with his oar a new story. A silent girl runs away. A silent girl is never safe. I will take his oar in my hand. I will learn the boat's rocking and bring myself back and forth. To be good is the hurricane of caution. I will know indecision's rowing, the water I lap into my lap as he shakes his withered head. Behind me is the forest. Before me, the field, a loose run of grass. I stay in the river, Mother. I study escape. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.